It happened about 8 days after these sayings, that he took with him Peter, John, and James, and went up onto the mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became white and dazzling. And look, two men were talking with him, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory, and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they were fully awake, they saw his glory, and the two men who stood with him. It happened, as they were parting from him, that Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he said these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered into the cloud. A voice came out of the cloud, saying, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." When the voice came, Jesus was found alone. They were silent, and told no one in those days any of the things which they had seen. It happened on the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, that a large crowd met him. And look, a man from the crowd called out, saying, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, for he is my only child." And look, a spirit seizes him, and all at once he cries out, and it convulses him so that he foams, and it hardly departs from him, bruising him severely. "I begged your disciples to cast it out, and they could not." Jesus answered, "Faithless and perverse generation, how long must I be with you and put up with you? Bring your son here." While he was still coming, the demon threw him down and convulsed him violently. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, and healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. They were all astonished at the majesty of God. But while all were marveling at all the things which Jesus did, he said to his disciples, "Let these words sink into your ears, for the Son of Man will be delivered up into the hands of men." But they did not understand this saying. It was concealed from them, that they should not perceive it, and they were afraid to ask him about this saying.